on a lovely Thursday night with one hell of a show for you. I can already feel it. For those of you that are new to this, this is the Ono Radio Show, and I am your host, Owen, the captain of your shit ship.
Look at that guy over there.
With me tonight, I've got my good friend, Zach.
What's going on, O?
Ty's here.
Hey!
Tom Barilli, he called out for the evening. He said he had some work to do, but that's quite all right.
Boo, Tom.
That's quite all right. We know that he is the least respected member of the show, and especially he should be because he's letting down our guests that are here that we are so excited to have in studio. Ladies and gentlemen, J-Flow and Computer from the Burn It Down show are here with us live tonight.
Hey! Yeah. What's up, y'all?
Thank you so much for joining us. How are you guys tonight?
I'm still fat.
You still big?
Yeah.
You still... hey, and you're still lovely.
And I'm still rolling my eyes at the fat joke every single time.
Yeah, it's not new.
It's not new.
Now I'm powering through, man. I've had better days, but, you know, I wasn't going to miss this.
Hey, and at the end of the day, hopefully this makes your day a little bit better. It's a pleasure to have you in studio.
Thank you for having us.
We're a fan of having other podcasts in, and at the end of the day, I think... I enjoy going on other podcasts as well, so it's just all part of this big community that we all know and love. And shout out to everybody in the chat room joining us, including the Don himself.
What's up, y'all?
What's up?
Well, you know, we would invite you guys onto our show, but I'm looking at your setup, and I think you would come in and look at our setup and then turn around and leave.
That is no, that's not true.
I'd be disgusted.
I think there's something for everyone, and I think you can definitely do a show that's like ours with it's this sort of piece of shit studio that it's all just thrown together. It looks way more impressive than it ever really is. but at the end of the day, I love it when it's just stripped down and it's just even just a recorder between two people. I don't think there's a right or wrong way to do it. This is just how we do it.
Well, yeah. And your guys' show, you guys do it out of like your living room, right?
We do the living room series with performers and stuff. And we did a stand-up series in the living room, and we just had a Part One Tribe come in and do the living room show. But we have a spare bedroom much like this that's always set up and ready to go.
The studio.
Yeah, it's a giant pain in my ass to move it all out in the living room. Yeah. You know, it's a nightmare.
And that's what you sort of have to do for your music series that you're doing.
Well, I mean,
you've done music, you've done stand-up comedians now, like.
Yeah, and we're
you guys are
going
doing something different, which is really, really cool.
Thank you.
For those of you who haven't heard Burn It Down show, please check them out. It's absolutely, I think, a slightly different take on what all of us are doing. And that's why I like you guys' show is we don't all need to be doing the same exact show.
Agreed.
How fucking boring is that, right? We do, in fact, do our own showcase series, but I think it's quite different than yours. And each can have their own sort of merits. But that all aside...
As it compares, ours better?
That all aside...
yes.
That's not true at all. That's not true. I think it is different. We've got people already throwing your hashtag out in the chat room, so that's a good sign.
Oh, well, that's what's up. Hashtag faux bids. That's the Friends of Burn It Down show.
Now, the one thing we were talking about before the show is that I didn't want to do just a traditional interview with you guys. I didn't want to do the stereotypical, why'd you start a podcast? How long you guys been going?
In which case, it gave me a big sigh of relief as well.
Because it's so fucking boring, too. Like, no one wants to hear that. So what I did is I composed a bunch of ridiculous questions for you guys. And I think you'll have answers for all of them. And it's going to be a new thing I'm going to do with podcasters when they come in here, I believe. I got some music I got to play for it.
There needs music.
And there definitely needs some music. It's going to be called, you know, Get to Know a Podcaster. And let me get it set up here.
So it's a repackaged version of an interview.
Yeah, I was going to say that sounds like an interview. I'm not going to interview you guys. I'm just going to ask you some questions.
And we're going to play some cool music.
We're going to play some cool music. And we're going to give it a title. But the questions are not going to be your stereotypical questions.
That's what's
right?
up. That's
right.
what's up.
So we're going to hop right in. Number one, have you ever been in a helicopter?
No, I haven't.
I have briefly.
Why were you in a helicopter?
I was actually doing a job in Alaska, where the only way to get to the island to work was taking a helicopter.
See? You would have never gotten that story.
I'm married to him. I didn't know
you
that.
You didn't know that.
Nice. That's,
and this is what I'm saying wow. that this segment can bring to you guys.
Marriage Consider counseling. Your podcast. Oh,
right.
Sounds an awful lot like an interview.
What animal do you hate the most?
Oh.
You go ahead with that one.
Me personally, yeah. Anything that's biting or stinging, any kind of stupid insect can just fall off the face of the earth, in my opinion.
Are we going to classify insects?
What do you have a good one?
No.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that falls into the category.
Ladybugs are all right with me.
Well, I'm pretty sure bees. There is a problem with bees fall off the earth. I've heard there's like an issue with
that.
Yeah,
right?
They're
need
kind
of protect
to
bees.
The ecosystem.
Yeah. So you can't, I don't know, I can't go with all the biting and stinging creatures.
No,
all
right, no. As many as we can. How about that?
As many
fair
as possible.
Enough, fair enough.
As many as we can go with, especially spiders. Spiders can really just fuck off and die.
Oh, well, now it sounds lame if I say spiders.
Well, just pick something else, lady.
What, like pandas? Like, what am I supposed to pick? Nobody fucking hates pandas.
You heard it
They're
here,
amazing.
Folks. Computer wants to kill all the pandas
Computer
on planet
hates
Earth.
Fucking pandas.
Computer hates pandas.
They're too cute and cuddly.
She's a monster.
Yeah.
She's an absolute monster.
That actually kind of fits her personality.
Right?
You don't hear much on the air. You don't hear much on the air, but she'll be having a shit day, and she'll see a sloth, and she'll be like, fuck that goddamn sloth.
Fuck that sloth. All you're doing just hanging out in that tree, being all lazy. And shit.
Being all sloth like.
Just God look at his sloth. Stupid face, his sloth face.
I love sloths.
What's the closest to death you've ever come?
Oh, man.
Ooh, that's a good question.
It could be right now for Jay Flo.
No, I'm just, I've had some stuff go on my stomach. I'm extremely uncomfortable, but I just might have to use the bathroom. I'll be all right. No, for me, I almost drowned one time.
Ooh. Wait, what?
Yeah, I...
See, we're just bringing this relationship closer.
This is what we do.
I think we renamed the segment.
Well, I was like... I think I was like 12 years old, and I didn't realize that you swam parallel to the rip current.
Oh.
Next thing you know, I'm... Fucking half a mile
out. Flying out there.
Yeah, you know, I grew up on the beach out there, so, you know, in Brevard, so I'm literally just being sucked out into the damn ocean. I had to be rescued that time, actually.
Well.
Regretting marrying me now?
Like, no, it's hard to top that.
You think you know a guy.
Yeah, I know. I was kicked in the head by a horse when I was a kid.
Ooh. Ouch.
Yeah, I lived on a farm. It was just like part of the deal. Like,
you just you get
sorry.
A kick in the head every once
yeah,
in a while?
You, gotta,
it's just
you get
part
a kick
of
in the head. And
that explains so
It
so
really
much.
Does. That is exactly why I'm so fucked up. Is my brain has been rattled. Yeah.
You would think her previous answer would have been horses after that experience, but she went with
no,
pandas.
No, fuck those pandas.
Oh, that is beautiful.
I feel like we should all answer. Should we all?
Yeah, I want to get on this.
You're more than welcome to answer.
I've flown in fucking shit ton of helicopters. I hate hippos.
Come on.
No,
what do hippos
yours.
Do to you?
Near death? I don't know, man. I haven't really had
well,
any.
Well, you were in the Marines, so
yeah. Other than like getting shot at and like bombed, but that's expected.
That's par for the course.
What the fuck? That's pretty.
That's expected. That's I'm talking closer. About like back here, like real life shit. You know, like real world shit.
Getting shot in a foreign country is not real life shit.
I was in college once, and I went to go buy some weed from a really sketchy guy in the hood,
what?
And I'm pretty sure it was. I almost died on that one.
Yeah, so nothing happened.
Nothing
but
you got at weed. All. Nothing at all. But it was fucking scary. Let me tell you.
Drug deal gone wrong?
You know, could have been.
I've had one accident that was close. That was a close one. If it would have gone just a little bit more awry, I probably wouldn't.
Ooh, are you talking about near-death experience?
Yeah.
You have those like every week, Ty.
Yeah, Ty. You
diabetic episode or
what
two.
What is, okay, we'll stop the segment for a second. What's the puke count for the week, Ty?
Ooh, actually one.
One
has a good week. It's a good week.
A one puke week. Ty, if you're not familiar, is quite the puker.
I puke.
He pukes a lot.
Well, I've been pretty good lately. I've been tame.
Recently, with these issues I've been having, I think we could probably go puke for puke. I mean, yeah.
So we get a puke count on J Flow.
Yeah. What's your puke count this week, J Flow?
With the last 2 days, it's probably been 4.
Ooh.
That's not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Ty's
just okay. Ty had 1 this week. That is fucking amazing for him. And I'm not trying to talk shit, Ty, but normally it's been good lately.
For the last like month and a half. It's been solid. 2 months.
Did we get in the aughts at one point? I mean, we were.
Oh, I've been in the 20s.
Oh
my god.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
so
he's been in a puke count where he doesn't even know how to count them because it's just perpetual.
You lose
puke.
Count. There's too much puke.
So you wake up and almost die.
It's usually
his whole life is a near death experience.
Have you taken a pregnancy test lately? Are we sure
maybe
it's not
I am
that?
Finally pregnant. I've been
funnily
trying.
Enough
been
trying. That actually ties into our next question.
Are you pregnant?
God, here we go.
No. This next one, it's. What percentage of the time do you use birth control?
100%.
110% all day, always. Yes, absolutely.
Not yep. All right.
I'm a member of the One Kid Club, and she is a member of the No Kid Club, and we have every intention
of keeping it that way.
That is correct.
That is awesome.
And fellas, if you guys don't know about an IUD, you should learn. It's great.
Yeah. No.
Fantastic.
I'll talk about some of that off air with me and my wife, but yeah. What are your thoughts on lizard people?
Wait, are we talking about the people who like do body modification?
Control the world.
The shapeshifters that control the world.
He's talking about the Illuminati. They're all lizard people. I snicker at it. That's about the best feeling I have for it.
It
kind of
sounds like something that Scientologists would believe.
What if I told you there's one right here in this room?
There's a lizard person here?
There's a lizard person. Out of all of us, who would you guess is the most lizardy?
I'm going to have to guess Ty.
Ty's a man.
Ty.
Damn it.
Your disguise is falling behind,
Their
dude.
Previous answers were pretty
sitting
good.
Over there
I was happy about
shit.
That. Damn it.
What was that, computer?
He's just sitting over there looking all lizardy and shit.
He is looking all lizardy. That's what he does.
Well, we've heard the show, guys, but you guys have so many hundreds of episodes.
Yeah.
It's hard to get a history on it.
I feel you. But that's we got to start you somewhere.
Hey, well.
We got to start you somewhere.
I'm getting my education this evening for sure.
What percentage redneck are you?
She's definitely more than I am.
Yeah?
Well, yeah. I was born in the mountains in Georgia.
All right. That ups your redneck percentage quite a lot.
Super duper hillbilly.
But you can also grow out of redneck a little bit.
Yeah. Well,
which you feel like you have.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. When I get upset or like excited.
The redneck comes out.
The redneck comes out. And I can't even fucking help it.
Now, we both have country ass tendencies, though. We both are, you know, country fried steak eating people. I mean, but we're definitely not playing any country on the radio. It's just not,
all right.
Well,
all right.
Actually, that's not true. I'm not playing any country made after like 1983.
Right.
Hey, give us some outlaw country, man. We're all good. Yeah. I'm good to go with that. Yeah.
Look, I'm down all day with Hank, but you know,
we need
that,
a percentage though for science.
Oh, percentage wise, I'm gonna go 6.5 for me because nice. Not much.
Not much.
A little 6.5%.
Yeah,
I'd say I'm a good solid 30.
All right,
honest
answers.
Yeah,
honest answers.
I really
even me, being from the UK and the guy that I am, I got some redneck in me, believe it or not. And
about
it all
about 1%.
Well, it all comes down to my time spent in Polk County. I inherited some redneck. I went to high school in Haines City, so
there's some
deep seated like
there's some things.
Well, it's almost like brainwashing redneck. It just gets in there, and you can't really.
That's some identity crisis.
Yeah, I'm from England originally, and here I am. With these redneck, it's a horrible, it's a whole thing. All right, two more.
Okay.
What is your favorite Pauly Shore movie?
Mine's Biodome.
See, yes. I'm a Biodome guy.
Yes. Are you serious?
Yeah, Biodome all day.
It's pretty awesome.
You got
so
the other Baldwin.
You,
you got Baldwin 2.
The untalented one.
Is it Billy?
Yeah, no. It's Steven, right?
Steven, oh, yeah.
He's worse. The one that went all like super Jesus freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, Biodome for sure. My favorite. We had a talk about this before, and you guys totally were not on my side with Biodome.
I would go within the Army now. That's
in the army now.
That's a
no.
Great
what
one
was
too.
The other one that was up for debate that I can't?
Encino Man.
Encino Man has my heart.
I gotta revisit all these movies though. It's been a while.
Oh, that's right. No, I was thinking it was he was playing Brendan Fraser's part, but he doesn't. He's the one that wakes him up, right?
Yes.
That was a good movie too. That was a
takes
great
him
movie.
To high school with him.
Yeah.
Pauly Shore makes a good sidekick. He's got a good wheelhouse going there with that.
He does.
20 years ago.
All right, so
what's yours then?
He's a little bit of a has-been. Biodome.
Biodome's awesome, but I'm sticking Encino over
honorable
here.
Mention. What is it? Son-in-law?
Son-in-law.
Yeah, that's a good one. That one's good because Tiffany Amber Thiessen in all of her hotness makes it seem like she banged him. But she didn't really bang him. She was just doing it to get out of her own relationship or something. But she screwed up his.
Yeah, that movie was bad.
She drugs him.
I will give you credit, though. That was when she was ridiculous.
Hot. Yes. Ridiculous. Because it was post Saved by the Bell.
Yep.
But it was pre... I don't know. She kind of went off a little bit. I mean, that was in her
How's she
prime.
Looking these days?
I'm sure she's still
like
attractive.
A MILF?
She's probably got some MILF-y qualities.
She has a cooking show, like on Cooking Channel or something. Like,
oh, I'd bang Rachel Ray.
Oh yeah, oh,
she's a dirty one. You can look in her
you
face.
You can tell,
and
right?
You have to fucking stuff a meatball in her mouth or something though to get her to shut up. Can't deal with her.
Y'all thought I was kidding about her getting all crabby and shit. she finds the craziest things to just become a crab ass about.
I'll cook a Rachel Ray recipe though.
I'm also digging this meat. This meat
is
pretty perfect.
Yes. Chill, man.
I need a cigar and like a scotch or something.
That wrong show.
Oh.
Yeah. We don't talk about that show.
I mean, the music only plays if I'm asking the questions. You see, it doesn't keep going later on. So we can ask more questions. I do have some more, but I do want to eventually just like shoot the shit here.
Sir, it's your show.
Hey, no, I love doing any and all of it. But okay, here we go. Where have you traveled in the world, and where would you like to go? Honest, simple question. Let's put it this way. Maybe most exotic place you've been, where would you like to go type thing?
I haven't really been anywhere exotic, unfortunately.
That ups your redneck percentage.
Yeah, it totally does. Like,
you're at 35. You went up to 35.
I'm going to be at like 65 by the time the shit's over. Seattle was the absolute best place I've ever been.
I love Seattle.
I love the Northwest. I want to travel everywhere. I don't care where. Let's go. I'm ready. But nowhere exotic, like the Bahamas.
I don't know. I think exotic, I don't mean it necessarily in the sense that it's like a beach locale or anything. I think exotic can be Denmark or, you know what I mean? It's a cabin
on a mountain.
Yeah. What about you, man?
I've been to 39 states in the U.S., mostly for work. And I swear to God, about 36 and a half of them just fucking suck. I'm not even kidding, man. They call them flyover states for a reason. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you generally find a couple of good pockets in places. There are some cool places around, but for the most part, everywhere fucking sucks. I want to go to one of these stupid water bungalows that I see in like
frickin'
Thailand.
Fiji and shit.
Ever since Facebook has come out, I've been seeing these things in my damn
They're trolling.
Yes,
yeah.
Just,
yeah, yeah.
Just
you're talking
laughing.
About the little huts that are in the water.
Yeah,
you gotta swim up too. Yeah.
Yeah, just laughing right in my face, like, yeah, buddy, that's
what about,
you could be here.
What about the glass igloos in Iceland where you can see the
those
northern
are
lights?
Actually cool. Yeah, the ones where it's like it's all glass, so you see the northern lights at night,
and it's all heated inside and cozy.
You never told us yet where you wanted to go.
Well, there you go.
That's where you got. All right, fair enough. Also, have you ever done a gig, maybe for good money, that maybe sucked or maybe good? Or someone in the chat room is fucking asking that. Fucking God damn you, Mikey.
I did this private gig one time.
Yeah.
It could be a corporate gig. So was that Get to Know Your Podcasters?
We got one more.
Final question?
Final question. We're going to do
a final question for this interview that's not an interview.
Yep.
I'm only gay on Tuesday.
There's cool music. It's not an interview.
No, exactly. See, you get it.
I get it.
All right. So this one has a little bit of... I have to preface this a little bit. You see, in Ghana, they build special coffins for when you die. And they're very, like, lightly humored or themed, right? Like, they're either, like, your profession. They build them, like, to your profession or, like, your hobby. Whatever this person was into, they build a coffin. So, like, maybe if... I don't know. Like, I've seen this. I've seen one of a child that died really early and loved crayons. They built the little coffin of, like, a crayon box stuff like that. It's not... It's considered, like, that's just what they do. And there's guys that do it. What's your coffin?
Mine's a speaker box.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
I dig that.
Mine's a taco.
Yes.
It's true. It really is. I love nothing more in this life than tacos.
If you can make my coffin where the speaker actually plays as I'm being lowered to, that'd be great.
Those are both really solid answers.
Hold on. Those are very solid answers.
But what do you want it to play?
That's a damn good question.
So you painted yourself into a corner.
It's, probably It's Going Down.
Yes.
From Take One. It's Going Down.
That's awesome.
Way to get literal about shit.
And then set it on fire because I'd really, you know, I appreciate the question, but for
but
me,
yeah, you ain't getting buried. Yeah, I'm not. See, neither am I.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
J Flo's coffin's gonna be big as fuck. That's a big ass coffin, bro.
That is true. That's a big speaker though. It'll fucking rumble.
Yeah, you'll be hearing it miles away.
It's true.
What is all this rap music coming out of the cemetery?
well, thank you for the first edition of Get to Know a Podcaster.
Yeah, that was great.
I appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate you humoring me.
That was great.
Okay, this is the thing, you see. Now I get myself into a segment hole where I just have to hop right into things. And
hippity hoppity hoo.
And I think because, you know, it's already like almost halfway through the first segment here, I got to hit what everybody in our audience knows I'm going to hit and do. It's time for some clips.
Clips. Want them. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips. You know we got them, baby. Clips.
All right. This is crazy. I don't know if I like it or not. Wow. But it's a song about blueberry burgers.
Blueberry burger! I'm gonna make a blueberry burger! I'm gonna eat that blueberry burger! I'm gonna put blueberries in burgers! Blueberry burger! First to me, salt and pepper, rosemary next! Right on the beef! Now the best part! Whole bunch of blueberries right on the beef! Smash! Smash!
It's a good song and a quality recipe. I've never had a blueberry burger. Have you?
No, but I don't want to mix fruit with my beef.
I feel like it could be good, though. It could be good.
Unless it was like some sort of salsa you put on your burger.
No.
I could do that.
I'm with you, sir. No fruit in my beef.
Yeah.
No fruit in your beef?
No fruit in beef.
It seems like this could be a thing, or it could just... Is this? Do you think this is a thing?
No, it's not a thing. Look at this fucking thing.
He
smells it right in the beef.
Right in the beef.
I'm not gonna lie. I dig the song.
Yeah.
All right, so now we got some veggies, spices, like... Now we're making a blueberry sauce for the burger.
Yeah.
Would you put that on a regular meat burger?
Yeah.
See,
you would do that.
I would.
But you wouldn't put your blueberries in your burger.
No. What is it on? Oh.
I don't. Okay. That is interesting.
Brioche.
It's brioche.
It looked like a pile of grits or something at first.
I feel like there are. You're right. Like, sometimes foodies go too far with things.
Yeah, I don't think blueberry complements that beef. That's maybe like a pineapple or, you know, something
maybe, I
sweet.
I could even maybe say like a raspberry sort
No, raspberries. Just give me a goddamn burger with some cheese.
Cheese.
Some jalapenos in it. I'll go with that.
With more cheese.
Yeah.
The best part about that burger was there was no lettuce on it.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, it's interesting you say that.
Damn it.
Are you you're an anti-lettuce person.
Oh, lettuce is pointless, sir.
Oh, wow.
Lettuce is pointless.
So glad Tom did not come
tonight.
Tom,
you should have showed up because we had a bit. He had
it would
a bit
not
planned.
Have gone well. It would have not have gone well.
We'll just leave it at this. We had a lettuce-based bit planned.
Yes.
But
it kind of fell through.
The second show we ever did is called Lettuce is Pointless, and it was just some little idea we're just going to get a couple of jokes out of, and it turned into an hour-long argument between myself and Dabscad.
Let's recreate that show.
Oh, I got to say, I like a little bit of crispy lettuce as a textural thing on a burger.
That little crunch.
Yes. It's the bite, right? Yeah.
I put potato chips.
Okay.
I get my crunch that way.
See, I'm all about that too. You hate potato chips on sandwiches. You don't like fries on a burger either,
no,
right?
Because
I like when I get a burger, I like putting the fries on top like a child and smashing that bun down and get the fry.
They're meant to be palate cleansers. You know, you have a side of fries so that when you go to take that next bite of your burger, it's like a brand new bite. You know,
but what if I want it all right now, Zach? What if I want it all right now?
Fat piece of shit.
Okay. You're a fucking animal.
Never in my life have I heard anyone call fries a palate.
Well, that's what they are. I'm going with them. I'm sticking with my argument.
Fancy schmancy.
You might not know about this. I certainly didn't. Apparently, in 1969, there was a comedy on TV called The Gay Deceivers. And it was all about... basically, these guys trying to escape the Vietnam War by pretending they were gay so they wouldn't get drafted. And they have to then, to do it, they go live in like this gay-friendly house because I guess those existed. It was like a house for gays.
This is completely fictional.
This is just like a TV show that was on TV, 1969. This is the trailer for it right here. It'll let you know what's up.
In order to keep the Army's hands off them, they had to keep their hands off girls. The Gay Deceivers.
What? I'm Malcolm D. John, your landlord.
Introducing Michael Greer as the Gay Landlord. Starring Kevin Coughlin.
Oh, how do you do?
Featuring Dabs Kang.
Larry Casey.
Well, pleased to meet you.
Oh, hello.
You are the muscular one, aren't you? I just adore this cottage.
Looks really good.
Beautiful.
Looks
like
solid.
I saw it first. Now, wait a minute, gorgeous. I got a bigger kiss off.
Did you say, wait a minute, gorgeous?
He did.
I said, wait a minute, gorgeous. I want to slip my dick into you.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Riveting.
I still don't know if this would fly today. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't.
We've made these observations where these 60s shows are super racist.
Well, they're super racist. They're super bigoted.
Every ist.
Yeah, it's all the ists. And, you know, it's sort of understandable. You can say, like, hey, it was a different time. I mean, but it was still, like... I don't know.
So, well, this is 60.
It shouldn't have been excusable even then, is what I'm trying to say.
Agreed.
Like, it's still, like, especially with like, the misogyny, like, with the housewife and all this stuff. Like, how just narrow-sighted people's minds or just society was. You know, not to get too deep about it, but it is. It's, like, it's so bizarre that...
Well, how did this show do? I don't imagine it did very well.
Well, because none of us have ever heard of it, I'm pretty sure it wasn't a huge hit. But yeah, no.
Just the fact that someone had this idea for a show.
This was even a part of maybe social context that this show would have to existed.
And in those times, can you imagine how hungry these actors had to be to actually go in there and shoot this show?
Because
you're going to take a lot of shit for this show in the 60s, man. Like, starring in it, you know?
No, that's a very good point.
Yeah, this first guy was the Gay Landlord.
That was his name on the show.
The Gay Landlord.
Hey, Gay Landlord.
And completely flamboyant. Like, not.
Just love this cottage.
Over dancing around.
You did that
twirling.
Very well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll finish up the trailer. There's only 20 seconds left. Oh, they're in.
Oh my God, the Village
Club.
People.
What goes on in the gay deceivers when everyone begins to suspect everyone else is the darndest, gayest fairy tale you've ever seen on the motion picture screen. Let's have a look. And even little sister gets into the act.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. And I got a girl for you.
So.
Ta-da.
Oh, what?
I think the implication is that the gay landlord knows they're not gay and they're doing it, and he's in on he's the kind of, whole bit. Think so that might be
my
there?
My biggest problem with this is I don't understand. Is it a comedy, a drama, a
I'm with you?
Yeah, sci-fi. I'm so fucking confused on what they're going into.
You know what? They described it as the darndest, gayest adventure on the silver screen.
It's true,
and I don't know what the hell that means. Yes.
All right,
the darndest.
But I think you're right, Owen. They literally had to put up that, like, this is the gay landlord. He's actually gay.
Yeah. He's
really gay.
The
but
only gay, gay one.
But if he's gay and he's so excited that all of these guys are moving in and he knows they're not gay, doesn't that make him extra fucking creepy?
Yeah.
Like, everything about this just...
Because all he's doing is jerking it in the back to him. Like, he's not, you know, he knows he's not going to fuck
with
him, but he
gets...
With a
fucking feather boa on yep. and shit. Like, nope.
With the boa.
Can you imagine the writing sessions for those shows?
Oh, my God.
The conference room.
They had to get, like, gay consultants
and
in.
And it's a bunch of, like, dudes in their, like... mid-40s, like, just chain smoking, sitting around, like, what's the next big idea, Steve?
And they hate this idea, but they have to. But they have to go.
Well, the studies say that the numbers are suggesting that we need to really reach out to that liberal side of the population.
We need to get gayer.
Meanwhile, they're slapping the secretary on the ass as they're telling her to get coffee. Like,
get over here. Just to take it back, that not everything was awful in the 80s. Or maybe, well,
not
this
as awful.
Well, this is just, guys, this was a commercial for a PSA for to have kids, like, eat their school lunches and shit. Oh, my God. This is Chow Daddy. I don't remember this when I was in school.
Whoa,
but
I'm already going to have nightmares. Yeah. That's already nightmares.
Okay. All right. Describe this guy. I'll pause it on his face here for you.
He is apparently in blackface, first of all.
I mean, he might be darkened up, for sure.
Yes, he's wearing what appears to be
a lion's mane.
He is the black version of the lion from The Wizard of Oz, man.
Yes!
Yeah. Yes.
You got lost on the set of Wiz.
And he's got some weird shit going on in his eyebrows.
He's got some green and
this is
some
that's,
shit.
That's
yeah.
Chow Daddy?
Yeah, this is Chow Daddy. So check out Chow Daddy here.
I'm tired of candy. Whoa. Tired of gum. Tired of hunger. And food that's no fun. I'm tired of pretending.
Oh shit, he's busting out that moonwalk.
But school lunch keeps me roaring ready and rock steady. Go. Pizza. Go. Spaghetti.
I do remember shit like this,
dude.
But I'm new to Chow Daddy. Do you remember these, though?
No.
No.
Oh. I went to very public school, and I don't remember.
You don't
that.
Never remember seeing this one?
With Chow Daddy in your school cafeteria, it's the fun place to be for lunch.
Desserts.
Somehow I feel this was geared towards, like, urban schools in the middle of, like, New York.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Look, it's cool to eat your... veggies and all that.
That was
horrible.
Yeah,
man.
That was weird.
Thanks, man. That's what I strive to do here. Yeah. That's one of the goals. It's one of the goals. One more, and I don't know. You're a little older than me. No offense. I just know that to be true.
Who are you talking
to? Okay. Not...
Ages happen. People don't choose when they're born.
I'm so offended that I'm older than you.
No. But I was reading just some bullshit online. And the other day I came across a thing that there was a rap group, a West Coast rap group. It's 90s. I mean, because it's right after Dre. It's right after all that stuff.
Right.
But it's called Bloods and Crips. Are you guys familiar?
No.
So
it's like, yeah, it's a real thing.
It's already stupid.
I actually, no, I saved the Wikipedia article. I got it right here.
They did one song and then everyone shot each other.
basically, yeah, after the success of NWA had frustrated many in the gang community who saw the group capitalizing on the gang lifestyle, the Bloods and Crips Project was originally organized by rappers OYG, Redrum 71, and Tweety Bird Loke.
Tweety Bird.
I can't believe you said you got Loke right, bro.
You're expecting
for you
me to
read
go
that.
For the lock?
Yeah, I was like, he's going to say lock.
Actual gang members from the Crips, from Compton, Watts, Long Beach, blah, blah, blah. And the Bloods from Inglewood and Los Angeles. So they auditioned a bunch of, you know, people. And
this is the gang boy band group.
And they it's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. Banging on the 1983 they released Banging on the Wax. Then there was Banging on the Wax 2, The Saga Continues.
Oh.
And then I think there was even a couple more. The funniest thing about all this is there's a list of the members on Wikipedia, and it basically lists like all their names. And the lists are huge because they had so many people on these tracks.
So this is
like
doing
the just
Menudo,
a line or two.
Basically?
Yeah, sort of. But I think it was more just guest spots. Everybody was popping and doing guest spots.
Doing a verse,
So like they had the Bloods do some bunch of stuff. They had the Crips do a bunch of stuff. And they've listed all the people that they have like been able to find on Wikipedia, and it's deceased. We'll play the clip first because you gotta enjoy that.
You're a Blood. Why don't you come rap for me?
Why don't you come out?
Express your aggression.
You've got a great look. By look, I mean bandana. So yeah, check it out.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it's the straight rip off style of like all the Dre productions.
But you don't hit me though. Straight everyday banging, slanging, you know what I mean?
Slanging.
That evil ass seaside, Stanley Dippin'. Break it to my neighborhood, stop at big time, get a bag of chips and a dollar wine.
Sounds
Move
like Dre.
Move down green, make a leper caress. Fire up the endo, can't be smoking on that stress. Hanging out with Crip figures. Ready to smoke them
pretty hard.
It's pretty hard, yeah.
Always ready for some sex tripping. That's why I'm dipping and dabbing.
It's not terrible.
No, it's not. I'm digging it. It's West Coast, man. Raise up the
phone and flop the switch. Let's read off some names.
So is this guy is a Crip because he's rocking the blue.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
I hope so.
So is it like
I know that part.
So is it like I'm confused. Is it Bloods did their own song, or they did songs together?
No. They did songs together. It was trying to bring the gang community kind of together.
So there was like a positive
thing
going here.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out.
Not really.
All
right. they're all dead.
So
I don't think it worked out too well, Zach.
Tweety Bird Loke, a.k.a. BK, he's released two solo albums. Foclipse is deceased. He had released a solo album. AWOL is deceased. Crip Inch,
awesome
they don't have
AWOL
any notes
AWOL.
On Crip Inch or Troll Loke. Ketone status is also unknown, as is Kilo G's. Stone Gone, a.k.a. The Little Man, status is unknown. He appeared in the first, but he did appear on the first Banging on a Wax, a couple of tracks such as Crazy Little Nigga and K's Up.
I like how you blaze through that word. Like,
you gotta do what you gotta do, man. You gotta get through it sometimes. G Bone, aka G Bizzo, Grown Folk, is alive. He has released a book and several music projects as a writer and musician.
One. That's one that's still alive, I think.
BG Scarface is deceased. Writer J, aka Big Bun, his status is unknown.
A.K.A. Big Bun.
Big Bun,
I like Big Bun.
Just one bun. Dose Big Buns. Bun. Yeah, one.
Okay, Sin Loke, a.k.a. Hitman D, OG Sin Loke, has released two solo albums. At Will
OG,
has released
OG.
A solo album. Big Freeze is deceased, though. He was shot and killed in a restaurant. Says that. Keystone is alive. Kool-Aid is alive. Baby Half Dead is alive.
Not half dead.
So Baby Half Dead, guys. I want you guys to think about
irony.
This. Baby Half Dead is alive, but Half Dead, different guy, is deceased.
Not Baby Half Dead. So you think that was Baby Half Dead's dad?
Oh, you clearly had to have been.
Well, by now, Baby Half Dead is old man Half Dead.
He can assume the name of Half Dead. Right? You step into that role as being Half Dead. I was baby half dead, but yeah.
Mac 11.
When you're whole dead.
Yeah, Mac 11's deceased.
Baby.
Taroma status unknown. Gosh, Young TC, he's unknown. These guys have
Long
not done
list.
Well. They
Holy
have not
crap,
done
this
well.
List just keeps going.
Oh yeah,
on
it keeps going on and on. Look
None
at this.
None of them. It's like on yeah, he went on. To, he went on to get his bachelor's of arts and
There's a guy from the Mad Swans Bloods named Batman. Batman. Batman, a.k.a. Evil Bat, is currently in prison, so good to know there. Yeah, I feel okay. Well, there you go. That was, yeah.
And that's
a little education for you on your Bloods and Crips.
The remaining members that are alive have all started a podcast now.
Pretty good jam. Pretty good jam.
I hope they're listening. I hope we can be friends. We'll get them in as guests next week. That'd be great.
A lot of listeners in prison for us, though. I know that. Pretty sure.
This track's been called Steady Dippin', by the way.
All plays count, sir. All plays count.
That's right. That's right.
I don't care where you play from as long as you click play.
It's not a horrible West Coast rap.
No, it
like,
really
is. I was digging that.
It really was not
it was
bad
true
at all.
To its time.
I mean, he had some lyrics. It wasn't, you know, he had some flow to him. I mean, the beat was riding. I mean,
it did its job. You wouldn't have like turned your nose up at it back in the day. No. You know, like yeah. Shit was going down.
It's a Dre copy, but that's much easier to know now than
then.
Know,
then. Yeah. It's exactly my point.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was Clips.
You wanted them, and you got them. You got them. And then they were.
Another word.
You know we got them, high energy tonight.
Clips. I tell you what, though, guys. I did go and play some trivia at the bar the other day.
How'd you do?
Third fucking place.
Out of... How many
teams?
There
were a lot of teams. There were at least 10, 15.
Right on.
And we were the only team that was just two people. It was me and my neighbor, Hugh.
Okay.
And the rest of the teams were all 4 to 6 people.
Trivia at the bar is a good time. Yeah. I've always enjoyed the trivia night.
And I like stupid trivia, as you can probably tell. No, I got a little mad because I hadn't done it in a while.
What was you and Hugh's team name?
Limey and the Man.
Limey and the Man.
Because he calls himself the Human. The Hugh
Man. Okay, right
it's
on.
Really, he thinks it's clever, so I'm going to go with it. But no, I got tripped up. We were doing great, right? We were like, it was 3 different rounds. And the final round, it just all went to shit because they were the hardest questions, obviously.
Well, they started throwing sports questions at you, and you're like, fuck.
They didn't even. It wasn't even that. It was very general trivia. And I got mad because 2 of the answers are... Well, no, I knew one of the answers. Hugh convinced me to change it. He knew one of the answers. I convinced him to change it. And then I was so close to getting the final one.
Everyone that does trivia says this when they got something wrong. I fucking knew it.
But I tell you what they were. Okay, so male giraffe. Do you guys know that one? What's the name of a male giraffe? Like, what do they call them?
Yeah.
I have no clue.
I don't know.
All right, so my guess was bull.
Yeah,
and that was my guess, and we had it written down, and then for some reason Hugh popped up and he's like, "I think it might be like a Jeff or something."
A Jeff, like a Geoff.
And then it got in my head because I'd had a
Jeff,
couple beers.
That's like
Jeff the giraffe.
Oh, that's Joey.
Jeffrey the giraffe from Toys R Us. I'm like, oh, that makes perfect fucking sense. Yeah, Jeffrey. So we put down Jeff. It was a fucking bull. That pissed me off. Of course, he would know this. It was lines in a sonnet. Sorry, I don't know that off the top of my head.
Yeah,
16.
14.
The choices were 12, 14, 16.
They give you multiple
choices?
This
particular question they did, it was 12, 14, 16.
12.
I guessed 12. I convinced him to change the 14 to 12. It was 14.
It wasn't 16?
Nope, it's 14.
I thought it was 16 as well.
And then this last one was really hard. It was, what's an animated movie that came out in 2014 that the name of the antagonist's mentor is Tadashi Hamada?
2014
animated
movie.
Film with Life that information Pi. Given. Nope.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
It was really tough. I had seen it a couple of days before, in a drunken sort of haze because Teresa had it on, and I still got it wrong because I knew it. And yes, exactly right. I put down Hero 8 as my answer, or no, I put down. What's the correct name of the movie? Now I'm confused because now I'm getting them backwards. It's Big Hero 6. It's Big Hero 6, I think. It's Big Hero 6.
I've never heard of this movie.
Yeah. I put it down as Hero 8, and of course that didn't exactly count, but I was close. I was close.
So those could have been the game changers.
It's a Disney movie. It's like this big white dude. He looked kind of...
It's like a puffy robot.
It's like a puffy robot thing.
You never saw that thing?
No.
It was actually pretty good. The movie was
It was good. The amount that I saw of it.
Yeah,
and you're drunken.
That I remember, but I didn't even remember the title. You have those times you watch those movies that you see a movie sometimes and then you know you've watched it, but you don't remember a single fucking thing about it.
I don't, because I don't like watching movies drunk. I don't smoke a little weed, but that's the only
I just fall asleep.
Drunk movie watching, not for me.
I fall every movie
if
I
I'm
watch
drunk,
now.
I throw on something just to fall asleep. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna have a movie night drinking.
I'm generally drunk all the time, so if I'm watching a movie, I'm probably drunk. But
you're probably close to it.
Yeah, you at trivia reminds me of me playing pool, and it seems to be that the higher the alcohol intake, the worse you start to become.
It's amazing that happens.
Well, and I bet you get a little stimulant right in the beginning when you first have your cup, and you start feeling a buzz, and you're like, oh, and you know everything. Well, that's just like when you're shooting pool. Man,
I used to be this way with darts, though, too, where you get in the sweet spot where you can't be too sober because your hands haven't stopped shaking yet. And then once you get to that point, you got a sweet spot from like beers 4 to 7.
Hell yeah.
And you get into like 8 or 9 and the game starts going.
Well, yeah, you think you get confident and you get overconfident. Yeah.
Is it the same with pool?
Yeah, same situation. You hit that sweet spot, man. You get that second pitcher, and by the time that second pitcher comes, now you're jumping the damn cue ball off the table, and you know.
Are you pretty good at pool?
I used to be. I've not anymore, man. No. I stopped. I'm such a little bitch, man. I'm basically a giant radio nerd, and we go out and we have date nights and we have do dinners, but I'm not really in the bars and stuff anymore.
No, that's cool. Like, me and the wife aren't like in the bar scene. We'd go and we have a drink or two at a place and just hang out or whatever, but yeah, unless I'm not hanging, I'm not closing down bars anymore. What is there much that you do like outside of the podcast world, like do you have any hobbies that are...
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm doing a lot of...
It's a big hobby to already have, so trust me, I know it's tough that you have anything else, but...
It's hard now. She does some stuff, but that's pretty much...
She does some shit.
What is this some stuff that you...
Some stuff. She goes and does fucking shit. I don't know what it is. She grocery shops and cooks and whatever. I do like to cook. I do that a lot. I read a lot. Like, I like quiet. I'm super introverted. That's why this whole podcast thing for me is still weird a year later. I never wanted to be on it in the first place. So,
but don't let her fucking fool you. She does enjoy the shit out of it.
Yeah, I do enjoy it, but
it's probably, and see, I think I'm gonna say something sort of weirdly profound. It happened, didn't it? Yeah, it was gonna. It's fine.
It's empty though.
It's fine. No. I think this goes for all of us, and this point can be made for like comedians and artists in general. I think all of us that are in our nature are sort of introverts, and this is one of the ways that we're able to overcome that. I know it has been for me.
I can agree with that.
Me too, sure.
And just, I think you use that, you know, as power towards, you know, to getting over those anxieties, because I definitely have them.
Well, and my thing is, I've just been so damn focused on building an audience and focused on this. When we decided to do it, like we said, we were going to go hard at it, you know? So between doing audio production and, you know, cutting out bits and trying to literally, I'm consumed right now with the show. I used to every now and again, you know, every 3 or 4 years, give her a couple years, I'm sure it'll happen. my heart gets broken, and I'll write an album and do, you know, do a little rap album.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll give you like 2 years for sure. Bro. You'll hate me by then.
Aww.
And, but you know what, like I used to do, you know, or I'd make beats or whatever, but now I'm all consumed with, like I said, building an audience and trying to.
I totally hear you, man. I'm getting back into the writing phase.
People don't understand.
I've taken way too long of a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People don't understand too when you care about something that fucking much. It sometimes you'll burn out on it, but for me, I'm not there yet.
I've been doing it for, you know, quite a while with the podcast thing.
Episode 3000 or something, for you.
Yeah, right. Not quite there, but yeah, 280s. So, you know, since 2009, 2010 is what I always say. At the time, I was in a band, and it became a very conscious decision for me that I was having so much more fun with the energy. Like, I only have so much energy to give, right? And I was just having so much more fun putting the energy into the podcast.
Hell yeah.
Rather than the band. And that might not be because of potential, like, monies or, you know, anything to do with, you know, build. It's more or less the therapy session that I get with these fucking assholes, the friendship that we can get from it. The communal aspect, especially in Orlando, and I think you'd agree, is tremendous. It's tremendous.
100%. Yeah.
I don't think we're blessed and we don't even know it because this goes out to you, Don. Like, you've actually done something that in helped with the Podcast Mafia. I think he has helped. JT Money has seriously helped put together something that doesn't exist in a lot of different cities. I got a message.
It doesn't exist anywhere else.
Anywhere else, really.
Yeah.
And my buddy from the UK, Mark, he's come and done this show. Every time he comes on vacation, he's got a pretty popular podcast over there. But he's like alone. Like, he's doing American style radio in the UK, and he's alone, and no one gets it really. I mean, yeah. He's got a great audience but mostly from a more petrol head, as he would call it, drag racing standpoint.
Sure.
He's got that sort of side of things, but he feels very, very isolated in the sense that he doesn't have this community. And he even said this to me this week, is just be thankful for that. And I'm thankful. That's one of the reasons, again, I will have any podcaster in the studio.
Well, that the Podcast Mafia is why we are sitting on your couch.
Absolutely.
You know, and we were talking about this on our show, I think, either last week or the week before. It's really weird. When you have a group that normally would be competing, all cheering each other on.
Yeah.
You know, like everyone is amazing in that group and will do whatever they can to help, you know, as much as they can with any podcast, you know.
You might
except for BYOCB, well, no, we don't really care about
you
them.
You might get lucky enough to get a pod war out of me. And if they should feel honored if they get a pod war out of me.
Take that, Fisher.
Yeah, take that, Fisher.
Is it on, Samantha? Is it on?
Oh, guys, I got, there's some hold. You guys don't even know.
We got some beef. You got some beef.
No. Okay. Well,
are we going to do this?
Some blueberry beef?
Are we all pulling out our knives right now?
Boom!
Second segment.
Boy, do I have some news for you guys. Guess who's going to be on Scotch and Good Conversation March. I got to find the date.
Von Dutch? What's his name?
Von Borski. It's one
of
those.
He's not going to have all seven of us on?
No. But he has agreed to also come on this show in March.
It's all jokes.
He's coming in, I believe it is, he's coming in on the 23rd to this show, and I will be doing his show beforehand, because he's one of these guys that, like, records it, like, 2 weeks in advance and then releases it later.
Yeah.
But he wants our shows to come out, like, one after the other, so we do a show with him. And then... So our show will be recorded on March 10th, but
that's awesome, man.
Released on the 24th for him. So.
And then we got to talk to Chuck McGinn and get on WPRK. Yep. Too.
We got an offer to go on there, and now since Samantha's talking shit on me on Scotch and Good Conversation, I feel like we got to get an invite over there. I mean,
I heard that interview. There was rocks all over the place on that interview.
Oh my
just
god,
rocks being thrown
just all over the place. Yeah. I was called a petite, angry little bitter man,
and the angry part, yeah, okay. Okay. But the petite, that's cool.
That's
blooded,
what gets
man.
Me, man. Now you're insulting my penis.
Not that you aren't, but that's those are harsh words for a man.
Yeah, come on. Just because I am doesn't mean you say it. Like, that's just uncalled for.
You just have a fine bone structure.
Thank you.
Well, you guys, and you guys know the Swervy Jones show, right?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Swervy, we love, we had Swervy and Trey, both of them in
there's,
here.
There's some asshole that went and bought SwervyJonesShow.com.
Oh, I know that. I've heard about that.
They redirected it, and so I went to it at work and I almost got fired. So be careful. Don't go to it at work. But it's hilarious, in my opinion.
Yeah. This,
we're actually doing their show on Saturday.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I wanted to say, fuck you.
When did you get that idea to do it? When he said it wrong?
I don't know what you're talking about. No. Yeah, I heard him on, as a matter of fact, once again, right back to the Podcast Mafia, I heard him on BYOCB say that they hadn't bought it. And we had just started.
That's dumbest ever.
We had $10. Do it now.
We had just started the podcast. And we're like, you know what? Let's throw a rock. And so we bought it. And I told him 2 weeks ago. I said, bro, I'm gonna give this back to you because it expires now in like 2 months. And in like 2 months, I think the year's over or whatever. So I'm gonna give it back to him. But I told him, I said, I'm immediately going to buy the Swervy Jones show right after.
And I think you did, if I'm not mistaken. Have you heard about our BYOCB stunt when they had their meetup at Rogue Pub just down the road?
I heard you got beef with BYOCB. I heard.
Oh, no.
I heard, y'all.
Me and Fisher, we're good. Me and Tom actually bumped into him at on... What was it? It was on Saturday, the day after they had a little thingy there. It was the day after. He was still apparently just rolling around, you know, that area.
Where?
Rogue and...
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
And, yeah, no, he stopped in it. He stopped in at Ocean Sun. And we were just chilling, having a beer, and I was talking. We had a good, great conversation. Me and Chris get along just fine, you know, because we got the wrestling thing, too, but... When we had when they had their meetup,
sounds like you might shank him a little. I'm not gonna lie,
we get along just fine.
Just fine,
as long as he doesn't pull out his knife.
Well, they had their meetup, and I came in. I made flyers. I'll show you the flyer. I basically it was Ono Radio Show presents BYOCB at Rogue Pub. 1 year anniversary. 1 year just drinking beer. It was like a whole thing. We passed out a bunch of flyers. Of course, I was handing out magnets and my stickers and all that bullshit. It was all lighthearted. And then what I had that was the trick up my sleeve, JT Money will remember this, I had two
urinal cakes,
like holders with urinal cakes in them. And I had them. I had a backpack because I had all my shit. And I went into the bathroom and they had Ono Radio Show Fuck Your Dreams unicorns on them. And with our shit.
Which is my favorite saying ever, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you can thank Zach for that. And it is about that time, actually, that we go on break and we all get into that. Because I'll tell you what we're going to do. No, we'll do that when we get back. I got a voicemail I need to play when we get back. We got some verses later on
verses.
In the show.
Oh, damn.
How you feeling? You gonna stick around or you got to roll?
I think I'm gonna hang out for a bit.
Yeah, you can do it.
Oh. Yeah, I'm feeling a little better than when I got here. I was dying, but
yeah, no, that's completely fine. Tonight, what are we? This is what I wanted to play. Surfer Blood. You guys ever heard of Surfer Blood? This is one of Tom's picks. So even when he's not sitting in that closet, he's dictating my music.
or helping the show.
Enjoy some Surfer Blood while we're on break. It's some pretty cool fucking surf rock. We'll be back in 10 to 15 minutes like we usually are. And in that meantime, what do we say?
Fuck
your dreams.
Fuck your dreams.
Fuck your dreams. Fuck
Second segment of the Ono Radio Show, where things get a little weird. We've already fucked your dreams.
Let's get weird.
So it's time to make you eat a bag of dicks.
We got to get there.
Obviously.
We got to get there first.
Sir, my dreams were fucked long before I came in on this show.
I'm glad that Jay Flow and Computer have stuck around. Guys, from, again, once again, Burn It Down Show.
Burn It Down.
It's burnitdownshow.com, right?
That's correct, sir.
Yeah. I'll have to buy the burnitdownshow.com later on.
Oh, shit.
You go right ahead. I don't give a fuck.
Just so you know, Green Eyes died May 11th, 2015. B. Brazy is deceased. Peanut 2 is also deceased.
Oh,
June Dog, active rapper.
Still rapping?
June Dog.
Look up June Dog, bro. Let's hear some June Dog.
Do you want to look up June Dog?
See if June Dog's got some hot shit out.
If we throw this into YouTube and June Dog actually has some shit, I'm going to be wildly impressed.
And if you weren't around for the first segment, this is the Bloods and Crips, right? So this is June Dog. He could be a Blood, he could be a Crip.
Okay, he's got a Twitter.
Banging on wax, yo.
Free listening on SoundCloud. Okay. All right, June Dog, South Central.
Aww, June Dog.
June Dog's pretty rough. All right, here we go.
He's got to be a Blood, though.
Okay, we got.
I know you like that, Superstar.
Which one do we want to hear? Do we want to hear the top track, the first one on there?
Yeah, throw on track
one. I think it's only top because that girl's big booty.
Big booty.
Yeah. Go with the big booty always.
Yeah.
Yeah, go with the booty track. Let's go with the booty track. June Dog.
I'm what you need. Shoot me. Come fuck with me. Tell me how you like that.
How you like
Zach
that.
Zach is loving it.
That's riding. That's riding.
Take you away.
Waiting to hear our song.
Come around my way. Tell me how you like that.
How you like that.
You like that, Zach?
Girl, I know you like that. It's hard to deny it. When I got them legs up, I know it's hard to be quiet.
Yeah.
When I got
you.
I'll tell you what,
it's
way better than I thought it was going to be.
It's smooth, man.
Way better than I thought it was going to be.
Still pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean.
June Dog, I'm sorry, man.
Don't approve? You don't approve?
I mean, I could make that track in like a day. I could do that.
Yeah. I can actually hear Fruity Loops comes with a.
You can hear the pack.
That clap is a stock sample in Fruity Loops. It comes with like 5 snares, and that's one of them.
It's one of them.
You've been making some music though lately, Ty.
I have been, man.
What are you making right now?
Weird. I haven't actually like recorded anything, but I'll make sessions. I'll make some drum sounds, and then just get weird.
Have you pulled out any like real instruments yet, or are you just focusing on your synths and stuff?
Synths and stuff mostly right now.
Okay.
I am. My buddy has a MIDI input for my guitar, so I'm gonna control the Moog with the guitar.
Oh,
that should be fun.
Nice.
What is that? Like a pedal?
The Moog is a
no. I know what a Moog is, but like you said, like a MIDI input with a guitar. Like how are you making a guitar into MIDI?
It's like an input for each string is like a MIDI sensor that goes into a MIDI interface, and
that's super nerdy shit. But do you know anything? That sounds rad. Yeah. Do you know anything about that?
So I'm trying to understand. So it would go to the MIDI. So now you have pads for all.
Yeah,
the
he's
notes
using his guitar to control all the sounds off a synth.
Oh, so you're not playing off the guitar and recording. Yeah, you have to record the sounds.
Well, no, it does it all at once.
It's essentially turning his guitar into the controller.
Yeah, his guitar. All right,
MIDI.
Fine. MIDI.
But it is and isn't MIDI all at the same
That's
time.
Cool, man. So you're fucking with synths, and what are you trying to do with it? Just fucking around?
I want to write the songs. I have this fucking album that's like a bleeding shit trying to get out.
It's hell yeah. I can understand that.
And I'm just trying to find stuff I'm comfortable and like sounds, and then I'll start actually making.
So you're building
the
soundscape of the album.
You build melodies first.
No, I almost always do drums first.
Rhythm first,
right? I can't
help
it. Drums and bass. And
I'm completely the opposite. I start with melody and then throw rhythm on top.
I'm actually kind of the same. I'm a melody guy and then find the stuff that fits in around it. You know,
we've got enough failed musicians in the Podcast Mafia. I swear we could like all go on tour.
Dude, we could.
I think I can count 6 or 7 of us.
Or put on just one hell of a show. We've talked actually about doing some sort of a joint Podcast Mafia meetup. And if that ever happens, if we're able to put that together, please.
Oh man, I'd be all about it.
That's the way we go. That's the way we go.
You guys do have to give me something I can rap on, though. Give me a track I can rap on.
I have tracks right now.
Let's do it. You send me one.
You want to do some freestyle?
I'm not going to spit now. Come on. But I will take it to the house, and I will get it back to you guys. And
we'll put the heat
on. It'll be an Oh No exclusive.
All right.
Give it to y'all.
I'll take it. I'll take that. We do have a voicemail. Just one this week, I believe. Jesus. Mark, what are you doing to me? Maybe it isn't an actual voicemail. No, it's sending me to some Russian.
He's trying to get you a Russian mail order, bro.
Yeah, no, I swear to God, like I looked this up earlier, and there was a voicemail there, but I guess.
Well, Mark, he can call back. He's probably listening.
Yeah, and if you do want to give the show a call, you can do so at
3-2-1-3-3-2-0-1-8-6.
Or you can Skype us over at Oh No Radio.
Oh my God,
show.
You all know the number?
No, off the top of our heads, like nothing.
I like how we have it posted here, but
you can't even see it.
But it's like taped up. What's going on?
We don't need
the number?
We don't need it anymore.
Yeah,
you
but
guys
guess
know
what?
It.
I've never seen that. I sit here every Thursday. Every Thursday, I sit in this position for 2 hours. I've never seen that number taped up. Why would you do that?
I didn't mean to do it. It just maybe happened.
My co-host can't ever remember it. She made him cheat cards and taped them to the back of my computer because he sits looking at my computer. So we have giant cheat cards for him to remember.
That was the birth of the sign, but I don't know. You do it long enough.
You would think by 50 episodes he'd have gotten it by now. But no, I think it might.
You
be
would hope.
I think it might be the Dutch Masters beforehand.
Maybe he's involved in this news story that I've heard. Has he ever been in New Zealand?
Who, Dabs K?
Yeah, has Dabs ever been in New Zealand?
I don't think he's been out of Melbourne.
I don't know.
Yeah, he has. He's a Frankfurter. He was born in Germany.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was in Germany.
Deutschland.
Yeah, I don't know. He's got military dads and stuff. But.
This is your co-host on Burn It Down Show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not trying to fucking talk shit on Dabs at all. I just found a funny news story that really tickled me. Apparently, there's a big problem in New Zealand with garden gnome theft, and it's being used to fund the meth trade.
What? I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah. So it's not often that garden gnomes get caught up in drug-related crime sprees. Love these writers that do this shit. But police in New Zealand say a spate of thefts from gardens is likely to be linked to the trade in methamphetamine. Officers in the North Island region of Hawke's Bay found more than 300 stolen outdoor ornaments at a property that was having its power cut off after running up a huge bill. The stuff.co.nz news website reports. I love that web source. I go there all the time.
Awesome.
All my New Zealand news, that's where I go.
Boy, the stuff sounds really respectable.
Uh-huh. Sergeant Cam Donison says, Cam Donison, by the way, great name. Cam Donison.
Cam Donison?
Yeah.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he is. He's the cool like sergeant in town. Yeah, you can tell.
Everyone knows Cam.
He's like the Stranger Things cop.
He's like
that guy.
Yeah,
he's doing what's best for the town while also taking too many pain pills.
Right. But he's still the hero at the end of the day.
He says that often a missing gnome is the result of a drunken hijinks or youngsters pulling a prank. But this was an organized operation, guys.
Obviously,
this was a gnome.
How many? 300
operation. Yeah, over 300 gnomes.
I don't ever even see gnomes. Is there even 300 gnomes in Orlando?
Yeah, there are. Totally.
Yeah, I know there is. But
we
that,
like our law.
That has
on
to be a planned operation.
Too. I'd be pretty mad if somebody stole like any of my gnomes.
They're not cheap.
Or like even my flamingos. I mean, you've
Dude,
had
those
a history.
Flamingos have history.
Zach has a history of stealing pink flamingos from people's yards.
I don't steal, but if I'm gonna steal, it's gonna be pink flamingos. Those are just steal. I feel like if I got mine stolen, I'd be like, damn,
it's that's shitty. But that's
how they work. It's, you know,
yeah,
you pass
real.
Them on.
People
yeah,
do that.
Yeah. You just you wish them
you don't
well.
Steal. You relocate yeah, you them. It,
right.
And wish
they just
them
have
well.
Been relocated.
So this is not an interview, right? But I've got these questions for you.
No, please. Ask Zach all the questions.
Are you going to interview for me?
Yeah.
No. I was fucking with you, Owen.
We're begging on you,
theme
Owen.
Music back on.
We can do it anytime. Anyway, what's his name? Sergeant Cam Donison does say that it seems to be the fashion at the moment. They are taking these items to hawk off for methamphetamine. So it's like all meth driven, he tells us.
People are giving gnomes and getting meth.
Such items can be easily sold on to raise quick cash, he says, as much as New Zealand $300 or 215, 170 pounds. For a big plant pot. Meth is a highly addictive stimulant and a class A drug in New Zealand with stiff penalties for anybody manufacturing and supplying it. So yeah, I guess they're selling it for meth.
That's one way to go about it, man.
That's crazy.
I mean, if you got a meth problem, leave my gnome alone. Just
I really feel like Sergeant Cam Donison took a couple too many Xannies fabricated this whole crazy ass meth ring.
Maybe he's
gnomes.
The one stealing the gnomes.
I think
he's behind it all.
To support his pill addiction.
I think he's in on it.
It's okay, though, because we don't want to get lost in the upside down.
Right.
And as long as he's doing that for New Zealand, I support Cam Donison.
Well, I was confused. I was confused at first because it was talking about like smuggling stuff. I'm thinking, are they sticking meth up these gnomes' ass? Like, what is going on here? And then come to find out, no. They're just pawning these.
Yeah.
Just pawning these gnomes going to get meth.
I'm just thinking about like the reconnaissance you got to do for this operation because you can't just spot gnomes driving. Like, I mean, you could, but you have to creep.
Wait, gnomes drive? Wait,
driving around your neighborhood. No, driving around your neighborhood. Like, how does he know about 300 gnomes? You know what I mean?
It's a lot of gnomes.
But you would have to walk the streets and just look at every fucking yard like that. You don't see even gnomes that much.
Even if you took one gnome a day.
Right.
I mean,
you got a new friend every day. He's methed out. He's just picking up a new gnome, just searching the land of New Zealand for fucking gnomes.
Oh, Jesus.
And then pawning off for more meth, dude. It's brilliant.
The Travelocity.
He's probably the happiest guy in the world.
The Travelocity gnome is the
Oh, he's like the awesome. He's like the prize of all the gnomes. If you get the Travelocity, that's worth so much meth. That's worth the whole of Polk County full of meth. It's in the Travelocity gnome. By the way, the last place the Travelocity gnome would ever go is Polk County.
I got this talking gnome, right? I got this talking gnome. Give me $10. Just give me $10.
You know he names them all.
You know he does.
Yeah, this one's cracky. That one's methy. Yeah. That one's 1 p.m. That
Larry
one's 8 p.m.
Sanchez.
We all get frustrated with our jobs from time to time, and this guy I learned about the other day. I found out about him. I just kind of relate to him. He was a bus driver in the Bronx back in, I want to say, the 1947 is when this thing happened. Bronx native William Similio, 38 years old. He was a bus driver, and he just decided he wasn't going to take his usual route today. He said, fuck it. I've been driving this bus. He said he was seriously driving this bus for like 15 years and just kind of got like, ugh. Same route.
Right.
Same thing every day. Said, fuck it. Nope. Leaving today. I'm doing something. And he drove to Florida and basically stole a bus.
No shit.
drove to Florida.
Were there passengers on the bus too?
Yeah. That's the thing.
We're going to Florida.
This dude's a gangster. Yes.
He became a bit of a national hero, apparently. And they did this whole thing where he was like missing for like 2 weeks. Eventually all the passengers left along the way. Like, we don't want to go here. Like, and when he would stop, he wasn't exactly like kidnapping them, but it sounds a bit like it.
So he just picked up some people on his route and then he decided to take off
like,
from
fuck
his
it,
route.
I'm going. Anybody
want to go to the beach?
Yeah. I was hoping he tried to like get him behind his car. I was like, fuck this place. You don't want to live like they got kids and shit. They have families.
They rode with him for a while. They didn't like ask to
and
get
then,
off.
And then they got off at the next stop or whatever. So finally, he is like on his own, I guess, by the time he gets down to Florida. They didn't make it all the way down.
That's okay, the gotcha. Be like a partier. And this then, one partier.
Where goes, in Florida does it say?
It goes, yeah, it, I think it does. It, hang
1944, Richie. Where's the, yeah, I was going to say Daytona. Dude, I was going to say Daytona. Well, I was trying to think of 47 Daytona.
It's Newport, Newport Richie. Newport Richie. It's got to be. Bad.
Be. Almost as bad.
Anyway, he was on the job for 20 years, really got tired of it. Every day, same people, same stops, same nickel dimes, same transfers. I come out of my garage, and instead of making a right, I made a left turn. So I made this left and went west towards the George Washington Bridge. It was a beautiful morning, sun shining. I stopped for breakfast and decided to take a little ride. Before I knew it, I was in front of the White House. So what? This guy's like lost his mind, right?
This
like,
is the definition of fuck this shit. Yeah, I'm out of here.
That's he traded his here. Gnome for some meth, and then he got this. Yeah.
He was going to Polk County. Yeah.
Take this job and shove it, motherfucker. I'm out.
Similio was picked up in Hollywood, Florida.
Hollywood, okay.
By detectives and a mechanic about 2 weeks after that sunny morning when he took off. Or, sorry, he took a left. The group all rode back to New York City together. So, basically, they made him drive the bus because no one else could drive the bus back. They didn't want to drive. They made him drive the bus back. And as soon as he like got off, they were like, all right, going to handcuff you now. But I think they made him get home, stop the bus. And then before he was even to like able to leave the bus, they handcuffed him. And there's shots of him walking down. Out of the bus.
How could they made him drive on. Back? How could
and this
they?
Was in the 1940s. You said,
yeah, 47. I want to say,
yeah, 47.
Yeah.
If that dude was black, they, yeah, 10 bullets. They'd left that bus in Hollywood, man.
It's a fascinating story. I guess they were gonna make a whole movie about it, and it all kind of fell through. But the whole idea that it was just kind of just like, yeah. I'm done. Like I want to see it. Something else.
Everyone's had that moment. You know, like, oh, I have it. Just leave the town.
I have it daily. Do you have it daily?
I don't have to go to work.
I have it at least
weekly.
I got
some money in my savings.
I got to be up at 6 a.m. You never know. I might wind up in New York tomorrow.
Right.
Okay. How many times, guys, have I told you, I'm like, oh, either getting fired or quitting today. Like it's a very constant thing in my world. Do you guys have that in your lives?
Not to that extreme. I wouldn't say that about my job, but there's days when I'm like, fuck this, you know? Like, I mean, and when I say fuck this, my girl comes with me, but we're both on the same page when it comes to like, if we're not happy at the end of the day, we'll move. We don't have kids. Like, we can go, we'll take that risk. You know what I mean?
There's just the allure of saying fuck steal it to a bus me and just do it, you know, or just doing something crazy. Like, I'm all about taking that risk in life to a degree, like when it's worth it. And stuff like, I don't know, stuff like this is just
I can agree with it, man. You know, I think in general, I'm happy with my job, but I'd have no trouble. I'd have trouble, but I can see where the appeal comes from to just wake up and just be ready. Just
say, fuck it.
Fuck this shit. Nah, I'm good.
I feel like I just want to always be at a point in my life, no matter where I'm at in life. I always would be want to be at a point where I can do that, like have an option. You know what I mean?
You can hop in your truck and just ain't got to worry about it.
Because you know you settle down. And it's like I can't do that. You know, but you got to always just have the mindset of I don't know, like being able to do that.
Well, a couple months.
Does that make sense?
It does, because a couple months ago you were even talking about doing your big plan and eventually hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Well, that's my plan B. Yeah, if shit doesn't work out on my current path, we're gonna go on the Appalachian Trail.
So that's sort of...
You just always have a plan B, you know what I mean?
Do you guys got a plan B?
No, I'm planning on being dead by 50, so... I'm not even kidding. I tell her that all the time.
It's an awful thought to have, but I don't want to get old and shitty either.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah, but 50's young,
though.
That's part of it. 50's not old, man. Like, I mean, it is, but it's not.
Oh, well, I used to say 65, but more cigarettes I smoke, the longer I go on in life, that number has just started to dwindle in my eyes. But I don't know, man. Plan B for me is making sure plan A works. You know,
yeah, that's cool.
I can't.
Right on.
I can't. I feel like if you have that plan B, you're going to lean on that, you know?
Like, yeah, I'm also a lot younger than you. I respect
and
that.
And he's got something that
saying.
None of us, none, yeah, so even you, computer.
I'm really feeling the old man hate, by the way.
I didn't mean it. I respect that.
What's hilarious is
got
I'm
something
older
that,
than him. So.
But none of us Watch have. Yourself. You've got a child. You have somebody that you need to take care of.
Correct,
so,
correct.
So that's definitely, like, lead you, I would assume, more towards sticking with your, you know, being a little bit more responsible, just put that way.
And my daughter doesn't live with me. I have visitation.
Can I ask how old she is?
10.
10.
So the thing is this is that I still need, if I want to see her, I still need a stable place for her to come chill, man.
Right.
Absolutely, yeah.
You can't be having the frat apartment, you know, with a 10-year-old running around. That ain't going to work, you know? So I still have to be somewhat settled, even though she's not with me, if I ever want to actually, you know, be able to see her, which I do.
Right.
You know, then I've got to, unfortunately, I had to slow down. I was I was doing stuff on pipelines out west, and when she was young, and I didn't get to see her much.
That sucks.
Well, it does, but it teaches you these things. It teaches you, like, hey, okay, if you got to see what's important to you and where you want to be, I definitely can see the appeal of just bugging out, though.
Yeah.
Just throwing deuces in the wind and, you know, fuck it, let's get out of here, man.
Luckily, I don't have one employer. I'm a freelance guy. And
yeah.
If the job is really that fucked up, I will leave.
Yeah.
I have done that once. Just one time. But
I don't need your check, sir. Fuck you.
Well, it's, at that point, you're sort of risking your reputation, of course, but you're not beholden to that one individual for that one particular job. And if it's justified,
it's pretty rare that would really, you know, because it is.
I don't know if you guys can tell, Ty's is fairly laid back.
Can we get this man some gnome meth, please?
Yeah.
Hey. I got gnomes.
Gnome meth.
I've been to New Zealand, man. I've seen the gnomes. So
they got all sorts of weird superstitions over there too, don't they? Like, are they the ones that believe? No, that's like Iceland or something. Somewhere believes that like trolls are actually real, and I think that's Iceland. They believe that trolls are real,
and that there's
like elves, like
Sweden.
And they legitimately, like, you know how when you ask the percentage of the population in America, and it always scares me how many people believe in like a god like in the sky or Jesus, not to get all hypothetical, but it's always a staggering amount of people that believe it. Say angels, we'll say, like, the angels are a real thing, and no offense to anybody out there that's listening or you guys in here, if that's the way it is,
you ain't never heard our show.
I'm just trying to preface that because
no,
it's respectful.
I'm with you, absolutely.
I am always staggered by the amount of, you know, the percentage of people that
who believe in magic.
In magic. In Iceland, they believe in like magic plus two. Like, and it's they really do. They believe in like trolls and elves and angels.
I want to believe in
weird fairies and shit.
That sounds cool.
I can see that sentiment too, man. It'd be nice to believe in that stuff. Unfortunately, I got to pay the damn rent.
Yeah.
If I could go be a wizard somehow, I would do that. I would commit my life to being a wizard somewhere, and that would be awesome.
There's a place University. In town that you can work at that can give you a job, and you're getting the beard. You're getting
the beard is like a tenth of the way to wizard.
Yeah, it's got plenty to grow and learn.
You'll only get your wizard powers when you swipe that clock-in card, and then when you swipe back out with it, like, then you get your wizard powers, but then unfortunately they leave.
They go away. Yeah.
If y'all get him a staff and a robe, though, he'll definitely look like a wizard.
I've got robes.
There you go.
How many robes do you own?
I have two, but they're fantastic. Like, they're pretty
nice.
The look in his eyes.
They're pretty
when
elaborate.
He starts talking about.
He's like,
his
I don't
want
to be here
How
right
proud
now.
Of that?
Be home
How
in my
proud
robe.
Of that?
One of
were
them
you?
Is very dudely. It's very Lebowski robe.
Of course,
it's pretty great. And the other one is like a real, like, fine imprinted Chinese or Japanese kind of.
Guys, he literally looked up at the ceiling, took a deep breath.
Oh, robes.
He's like, that's where I want to be right now. I don't want to be here.
I got all my wizard gear. It's ready.
You got a staff though too? You got a staff made? Do we need to make you a lizard staff?
Dude.
A lizard staff would be pretty rad. It would be pretty rad.
I forgot I got to watch your ass. I forgot you're a lizard person.
Yeah.
Never forget.
Just a comment on
a lizard wizard. How about that? That's even scarier.
Lizard wizard.
Mm-hmm. I use two words that rhyme. Yeah. It's pretty lizard good, right? Good.
Somehow I feel if he does the gnome meth, he's well on his way to lizard wizard.
No, Sam, computer is not in the closet. We are not that rude. We don't put females in the closet.
No,
chair.
We just make her lean up because this is futon.
I'm kicking my legs on the futon like a kid.
Also, she said she believes in magic, but we also know that you believe in the type of magic that has an annual pass that costs fucking way too much.
Way too much.
And I'm pretty sure that magic only comes when you go to Epcot and visit every single country in a day. Like, that's what I'm saying about that.
Oh, I forgot you got beef with Sam right now.
Yeah,
we did talk about the whole petite and angry thing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I haven't.
Shots fired.
I told myself I wasn't going to rant tonight.
Owen's going to have that clap back on Scotch and Good Conversation.
Yeah, I don't think she was listening in the first portion of the
show. You know that on that show, they also talked about how stupid Pod Wars are, right?
Oh, I'm very aware.
Yeah, we're
I'm very aware.
You got to go there and represent, bro.
Yeah. I'm all about Pod Wars.
Time to kick ass and take names.
By the very mention of Pod Wars being stupid, you take my baby and you shit all over it, and now therefore.
Oh no, it is Pod Wars.
Pod War, yeah, exactly.
We are no one would know the term Pod War in this town.
I'm really
if
not.
If it wasn't for Oh No.
I'm really not over here trying to start shit, I swear to God.
No, it's fine. me and Peter von Borskis are going to sit down and we're going to work it all out. So it's going to be cool.
Hash some shit out.
Guys, we do a segment. A segment on occasion here. It's pretty much every time. Have you ever heard our segment Versus?
I haven't heard it in a bit, so you have to remind me now.
Versus is the time of the show where we more or less take a look at pretty much anything and everything we like to compare itself to. Like, so for instance, we've had sort of a ketchup versus mustard, very bland, very boring things. We have. You know,
yeah, you can put anything up to anything, and it's a battle to the death.
It's a battle to the
death. In any sense of the word,
discuss.
There's no rules.
There's no rules in this.
Okay.
So we usually, lately, we, you know, Owen's been setting up like categories. So do
yeah,
you have a category
tonight
for
us we have
this
a
week?
Very. That's kind of why I'm prefacing it this week is that we do have a special category, and it is all related to podcasts because we do indeed have a podcast in studio, guys. It's time for. Versus!
Man, I'm hyped, bro.
Like I said, this week, it's all podcasters. It's all people, too. We've got no foreign objects. It's all man versus man, all right? I'm gonna go with the startup because it involves... myself. This is the pre-show match of Versus tonight.
Oh, we're not the main event?
No. Main event comes last, clearly, Zach.
Yeah, but if we're in a...
I'm not in the main event. I've got bigger people and bigger fish to fry.
All right, what you got?
Owen Butler versus Chris Hardwick. I forgot his name for a second.
Chris Hardwick?
Is that
Thor?
Oh, yeah. Me and Chris. Me and Chris.
If you guys are throwing blows, there ain't no way. You're whooping his ass.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, you're whooping his ass.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
He may have the podcast acumen to have a posse, and that's the type of thing. But me and Chris, I'm going to rip his skinny tie. I'm going to fucking
He's a little choke. Punk bitch.
Oh, I can get
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Marin hates him too, right?
Yep.
Marin doesn't like him. I think Marin would have your back. Marin would just show up out of nowhere.
He's just got a bit of a punchable face. He's just got a... I just want one on Chris.
I think he'd be too busy tweeting to actually try to fight you.
Thank you.
He's just trying to tweet, and you're just hitting him in the face.
I had to sneak this one in.
Owen's
going to
shank him maybe once.
I see why you put that as the first fight, because it's a quick one. You took his ass out quick.
Took his ass. Yeah, exactly. I'm building a card for a big pay-per-view event here, okay?
This is just a little intro into the main card.
Mm-hmm. Now, the main event are going to be local guys because we're having this event.
Wait, where's
in
our
town.
Bell, dude? Did we call that one? Are we
it's over
that?
Here.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Over there.
Yeah, yeah, so round one.
Round one. Owen wins.
Yeah, look at him.
That's right. That's right. Moving on from that, we're going to have to take some outer towners. Now, they may be the bigger card in the podcast industry, but they're not going to be as fun for a main event for Orlando. So what I'm going to present to you is Joe Rogan versus Bill Burr.
Ooh. That's fucked up because they're friends. Whoa. They're both.
Yeah.
This is a solid get you in the event type match. Oh. Who's going to possibly win?
God. Oh.
I go Joe Rogan.
Yeah. I gotta have. I mean,
Rogan does have the MMA sort of stuff
like
going
Joe
on.
Joe Rogan's gonna win, but I still want to. You know, Bill Burr's my boy. Man.
He's got boxing experience and he can play some hockey.
Grit. He's got grit, man.
If you look at Joe Rogan on Fear Factor versus what Joe Rogan looks like now, Joe Rogan is jacked.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan is jacked up, man.
Yeah. Joe Rogan would whoop his ass in a second.
Yeah, he pretty much would.
He just needs to cut his show in half.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't do such a long-ass fucking podcast.
Dude, break that shit into two parts for me or something.
That's why I don't listen to his podcast. I'll just, like, go to the YouTube videos to hear his shit. Because I can only do 30 minutes at a time.
There you go. Get the highlights.
Not the 3 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell is that buzzing? You hear that?
We got a buzz?
Only one?
No.
Yeah, no. It must be you, Ty. You're ruining my show.
Oh, I hear it now too.
No, everybody.
No, hey. Get the fuck out of here. There ain't no buzz. Round three. What do we
round
got?
Round three. Let's move it on. We didn't declare a winner, did we?
I forget who we're talking about.
Rogan and Burr.
Yeah, it was Rogan.
It's Rogan.
Yeah. In my opinion, it's gotta
Rogan.
Be.
It's gotta be Rogan. Gotta be. All right.
Yeah, Bill's not as cool with the music now behind
Joe Rogan.
It's kind of
a sad win.
Wah, wah. It's kind of a begrudging win anyway, though.
Yeah, true.
All right. This one's obviously, this one's a little bit in much the same manner. Corolla versus Marc Maron.
Oh, God.
This is a squash match all day. Oh, Corolla's beating the fuck out of Maron.
Yeah,
and he's laughing all day long, yeah. Right?
He's not only beating his ass, he is verbally insulting the shit out of him while he does it.
Yeah. He's going to make Jewish jokes about him.
I think he's
going to
be smacking him like a little bitch. I don't think he's going to ball his fist up. I think he's just going to smack him to death.
Yeah.
Oh, see? Oh, Sam in the chat actually does disagree. She's saying... she's agreeing. Corolla. Marin is.
He is a one, yeah. Oh.
His show is a little just like...
I like him, but...
I like his interviews.
Yeah, his interviews.
But when he's talking on his own, it's...
He's so goddamn dry and...
You can really tell he's depressed in the garage. Like, we get it, bro.
Yeah.
Well, we get it.
But yeah.
He's still at the top of the game, man.
I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I for me, that's not my favorite show. His interviews are awesome.
Yeah, it's
interviews
are great.
With Obama, that one was great. I can't listen, though. I just can't.
Yeah.
This is where the car first off. Okay, so we're all going Corolla.
Yeah, Corolla. Right. Yeah, right. Ring that one in.
Corolla. This is where it gets interesting. This is where the event really takes its turn. We've got two more matches. This next event, it's between our very own Steve Etchy of What's the Fuss and Tidbits, previously of the Ono Radio Show. Once upon a time, he was great fill-in co-host. And from Scotch and Good Conversation, Peter Von Taborski, or whatever how you say your last name. This
Edgy is a crazy motherfucker.
He's got
that's
the edge.
I think right away. Yeah,
Edgy's fucking nuts.
You don't even know what he's gonna do.
Peter's got that old like school old man logic though. He's gonna outsmart him. He's gonna intellectualize. He's gonna try and get in his hipster brain and trick him. I don't know.
I've experienced this a lot in my life, man. Being big doesn't mean a goddamn thing. Let me tell you, I'm a big-ass motherfucker. Crazy beats big every single time.
Gotta watch out.
Crazy, don't fuck with crazy in a fight.
Etchy.
I never thought I'd root for Etchy.
Yeah, right?
I'm crazy. I don't
it
hate
pains
you,
me to Etchy, say it, but yeah, Etchy got that one.
Etchy absolutely wins that one. We've got one more that is probably going to be the match. This is the match of the ages right now in my mind. And I know these two are going to love it. Guys, Swervy Jones.
All right.
Versus Chris Fisher. And
main bout of the night. We got Chris Fisher and Swervy Jones.
Take that, Fisher.
I just want to say
I'm rooting for Swervy all day. I don't even know why I'm fucking thinking about it.
This one goes deep, though, man.
No,
this
Swervy. Swervy's that crazy too, bro. He get it. Chris,
I don't know,
what
man.
What does Fisher have up his belt?
I don't know, man. I mean, Fish is a family guy, and you start threatening his security. He might wig out a little bit.
Say what you will about Chris Fisher, but he's a master of efficiency and technical efficiency. And those people are the weirdest and scariest sometimes. They're like
Bart.
They're fucking dextery. You know what I mean? Like
dextery.
He's dextery.
And Swervy's the opposite of that.
And Swervy's the opposite of that. He's Lake County or wherever. He's a monkey man of an individual.
Speaking of monkey, I have allegedly seen Swervy climb between a second floor balcony and a third floor balcony like a fucking spider monkey. So I'm gonna have to go.
He's got that agility. I'm gonna
have to go with Swervy. I'm sorry, Chris.
Well, let me propose this to you guys. Have you guys ever seen that fight where two people beat the shit out of each other? And they both get to a point where they're so tired and bloody, they just kind of look at each other and they're like,
respect.
Yeah, like what? Like,
yeah, but no one really won. Like they just did equal damage.
It's
like
a double count out of respect.
This fight ain't going for that, bro. It's Swervy all the way.
I feel like
it's Swervy.
I feel like it might be Swervy. He's a little scrappier. That would be my vote. I think Swervy is. Yeah, he's Swervy. He's Swervier. I mean, it's in his name. He's Swervy.
Yeah, he'll get your ass.
He'll get you.
Since we're going out to Lake County on Saturday, I'm going to go with y'all and go Swervy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got three Swervies. Who you got?
Take that, Fisher!
Cha-chow! Judo chop. Take that, Fish.
Guys, that's been Versus.
That was a good Versus.
Thank you for playing along.
That hurt.
I think it is time. Jesus, somebody else talk.
I think it is time. What's up, man?
You can find Fisher on SwervyJonesShow.com. no, I wanted to just say thank you guys for having us in, man. Like, it's been a great, great experience.
Dude, having you guys in has been an absolute pleasure. I'm sorry.
It's been great.
You know, if you've not been feeling the greatest.
I wasn't missing this shit.
No. You've certainly not shown it. And computer, you were just the cutest little angry thing.
I am a little ball of hate. I really am.
And I love it.
Deep in my core.
And I love it so much.
Thank you.
You guys are the best. We will definitely be going down and doing a show
Merritt Island's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys, please, we would love to have y'all in. And that goes for all of the Podcast Mafia, man. Everybody's invited, but specifically y'all bastards. And like I said, we'll work schedules out around what you guys do, because I know we record different times and stuff. But yeah, please come in.
No. Also, now would be a great time if you want to promote your
everything you got.
Okay, you can find us at burnitdownshow.com. You can email the show at talktoburnitdown@gmail.com. What's our Instagram, computer?
Burn It Down Show.
We do not fuck with Twitter. We have one, but if you're tweeting
us, the same way. We're really awful with Twitter.
Yeah.
It's too much to keep up with, man. I ain't got time for that.
If you're fucking tweeting us, we ain't getting them.
No.
Sorry.
But yeah, no, pretty much anything Burn It Down. All of our main information goes down in our Facebook group on Facebook. Just search for Burn It Down. You'll find us.
Exactly. Get there as well. And we can, just like us, we've got one too. You guys know that if you're listening to this, hopefully. If not, we're overall on Facebook at Ono Radio Show. Just search it. Like you said, everything's there. OnoRadioShow.com, BurnItDownShow.com.
Yeah.
Funny how that all works. What do we want to get out of here too? I want something fun.
I'm waiting on my rap track too. Don't think I forgot.
You want your rap
I'll
track?
Play you, man.
You hook me up.
That's all right. What are we going to go out with? That's give me something good for the end of the show.
What can you plug in my phone?
It can do Apple Music.
Yeah, let's
all
hear
day
some
long.
Ties. Let's hear some ties.
No, I can't. I got the thing right here.
Yeah,
actually,
hell yeah, let's go.
I
some
actually
ties.
Do.
Ooh, I got a new
plug
Tinder
in your
match.
Phone. Plug in your. Oh, you got a new Tinder match. Plug in your phone.
All right, I'm coming at you.
All right. Let's do this.
So this is Ty's shit that he's been
making.
Yeah,
Ty's
new
stuff.
This is
going to be Ty's new outro.
And y'all get the first here?
Do they have a height section on Twitter? Like, do they know that you're 7 feet, 9,000?
Yeah,
think,
he is.
I think J-Flo is feeling short today.
Yeah.
This is you right now.
This is Ty. This is Ty, tall man.
Hell yeah.
Busting out some nasty grooves.
I'm glad we got to hear it.
Feel free to freestyle, J-Flo. I'm going to turn my mic off. I've been Owen for the Oh No Radio Show. You know how it go. And it been
yeah, totally
a very fascinating thing.
Guys, look, I don't freestyle, but I'll spit the shit ship. Real quick.
We love you. Freestyle for us, J-Flo. Save me.
So check it out. This is how it's going. I'm sitting in the living room with fucking Owen. He whooped ass. I don't remember who. Who the fuck did you fight again, dude? Nah, I suck ass. I'm freestyle. I told you.
That's getting good, too. I can see you got flow, though.
Thank you guys
so
much.
You got a lovely sound. I like the sound of your voice, and I like everything that we've done tonight. Guys, it has been an absolute pleasure hanging out with all of you. This has been the Oh No Radio Show, and what do we say when we get out here, boys?
Eat a bag of dicks!
Fuck your dreams.
And fuck your dreams. But eat a bag of dicks.
Softly, please.
This is really good today.